चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् जनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
So today we are discussing Pralambasura as the series of different asuras, different demons' life is going on. So it's also interesting that here we discuss the life of demons also, although we talk not much good about them. But so many lessons we can learn from the life of demons also, what not to do. Because to have self-realization, we need to know both what to be done and what not to be done. Rather, it is more important for us at this stage what not to be done to be known. Because we can relate to it much. I don't want to elaborate on it. You understand, intelligent enough, that how we can relate more with the demons than devotees. So what is happening in the Vrindavan, basically, it's all fun. It's all enjoyment. And that's the kind of life we are all looking for. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins with Sache Vrindavana Guner Vasant Iva Lakshitaha Yatraste Bhagavan Sakshat Ramena Sahakeshavaha. Nevertheless, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally staying in Vrindavan along with Balram, Samar manifested the qualities of spring. Such are the features of the land of Vrindavan. So this is a pastime which happened in the season of summer. As usual, Lord was going to the forest with his friends and with his calves. And there, this demon is going to come. But before that, the description is given that what kind of weather was there. Because whenever we talk about some fun, enjoyment, the weather plays an important role. So there it is described that although it was scorching heat, and even today's time if you go to Vrindavan in summer, it's very hot during summer. People don't want to live in summer in Vrindavan. Rather, those who live, they go for 2 months vacation in May, June or April, May. But it is described here that time it became like a spring. Weather became very special. Why? Because in Vrindavan, the mood of Vrindavan is that everybody is coming together, everybody is working together to give pleasure to Krishna. The sun also plays their same role. Clouds come, they try to cover up the sun, or sun also reduces his heat. Everything what is there in Vrindavan, that is just to give pleasure to Krishna. And this is the mode of a spiritual world, that center is God and all others are serving him. And because of this reason only, because we didn't have that desire to serve the Lord all the time, we are still in the material world. So everybody was encouraging each other, everybody was dancing for Krishna's pleasure, they were walking and going towards the forest, you know. Like there is no work like work there. In the material world, like if some cowherd man has to take the cows or calves to the forest, it's like a hard work for them, no? Like both, he goes in the morning, then whole day he's rowing here and there, somewhere grass is not there, somewhere is there, some other problem. But there everything is fun. Like it's not that for Krishna and his devotees, when they're going to the forest, it's like hard work. Because everything is fun. Why everything is fun? Because all the energies, they are meant to serve Krishna. And when somebody wants to serve Krishna, then all the energies come together to facilitate that person to serve Krishna. You will say, we don't see that in this material world. We see sometime when we really become selfless, when we really go out of the way. We'll discuss that at the end of the presentation. But the point is that obstacles comes in this world because of many reasons. But one of the main reason is that because we want to enjoy for ourselves, so we have to pay the price for it. And when all the servants see that this particular person has come to serve my master, so all the servants of that master will facilitate that person to serve the master. And whenever the servants, you know, the loyal people of that master see that this person is intruding in and he has some other motives, then indirectly or directly problems will be created. So this point has to be understood. And then, what kind of fun and enjoyment there? Kachin natyeshu chaneshu gayako vadako swayam Sham Satur Maharaja Sadhu Sadhu Vithivadino. So while they were dancing and having fun, like here also so many dance were happening, they were all pleasure for Krishna. O King, Krishna and Balram would sometimes accompany them with song and instrumental music. So it's not the boss is just sitting and enjoying there. It's a very intimate kind of relationship happening. That all the devotees are dancing, all his friends are dancing, and Lord Krishna is sometimes playing some instruments, singing some songs for them. And sometimes the lords would praise the boys, saying, very good, very good. Sadhu, sadhu. So this is what a spiritual world is. Encouraging each other, and goal of the life is to inspire each other. We all looking for a friendship, we all looking for some relationships, we all looking for that surroundings where we have been encouraged, inspired by others. Who can really inspire and encourage? Who is non-envious? We see in this world people inspire and encourage, but many times they have some, you know, agenda behind it. Or they are getting paid for it. You go to service industry, whether hotel or flights or whatever. I mean, service industry means where you have to pay and you get some nice, luxurious facilities. So there also you may get some nice welcome and facilities, but it's being paid. It's not out of genuine concern, out of genuine love. And that's what touches person. And this is what Vrajvasi spirit, the Vrindavan spirit is actually. So there everybody is having fun dancing, but there is no envy. Even two blade of grass, nothing, nobody is envious to each other. And what is material consciousness? It's completely opposite. So that's why spiritual life becomes quite challenging when person get into it, that because we have been having certain kind of mindset, we have been used to certain kind of life, certain kind of thinking, and now it is told that now we have to do everything for God, everything for other people, everything for society. Material consciousness is very much opposite. And that we see from scriptures also in our day-to-day life also. It is up to the level of Indra. Lord Indra, you know, he is the king of heaven. But there also, he is not able to come out of all of his material desires. And because of the this obsession for position, what all he doesn't do? He killed even his own spiritual master. Can you imagine that? Vishrup was his spiritual master, who was protecting him after he had offended Brihaspati. And Brihaspati has left him, and then on the advice of Brahma, Indra actually accepted Vishrup as his spiritual master, and Vishrup was doing favor to him. And Brahma had told him, he will do everything for you, only thing provided you tolerate his being inclined towards demons also to some extent. But that way he was doing his duty towards Indra. It's not that he was not doing oblations for Indra, but he was putting some oblation for demons also in his maybe spare time or part-time job, whatever you say. But he was not compromising with his main job. But when Indra came to know that this is what he is doing, immediately the fear of losing came into his heart, insecurity. And this is how the sequence follows, you know, fear of insecurity and the fear of losing, and it leads to anger, frustration. And anger leads to loss of memory, loss of intelligence. That's what very clear in Bhagavad Gita. And then he just took the sword and chopped off his three heads. Such a sinful activity. Suruchi, another example, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam. We're just taking some examples from Bhagavatam first. Dhruv Maharaj, you might have heard his name, 5-year-old boy. What was his only request? What was his only expectation? He wanted to just sit on the lap of his father. I mean, this is just the simplest and thing which can child desire, can expect from his parents. A child wants so many things. Children need so many things to make them happy. All of you know that. But this is the basic minimum expectation Dhruv Maharaj had, that let me sit on the lap of my father. And it created such insecurity in the life of Suruchi, because she wanted the full holds, full position, full control. And she gave such thrashing to Dhruv Maharaj. Such a small child, 5-year-old boy, and she is telling him, if you want to sit on the lap of King Uttanapad, then you have to take birth from my womb. What does it mean? It means you have to die first and then take birth again. And Uttanapad didn't do anything, you know. He was also attached. An attached person become weak, not speaking anything, also sign of weakness, sign of taking somebody's side. Silence is not that you're not taking somebody's side. When some injustice is happening and you're not speaking, it means you're taking side of wrong person. This is what this world is. And later on, Uttanapad actually shares his heart to Narad Muni. When he comes, he talks about Dhruv, that how he's performing austerities in the forest. It's only because Dhruv Maharaj had such wonderful mother Suniti, and she directed her anger, his anger, frustration in the right direction, and because of that he could go to the forest and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In such a situation, when person hopes are shattered, person has been cheated, betrayed, generally person goes to the wrong path if the right direction is not given. So because Dhruv Maharaj had such a mature guide, and that was his own mother, she could redirect that anger and the frustration in the right direction, that energy, channelizing that energy in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he went. And later on, Uttanapad was expressing, he says, Suto me balko brahman istrena karunatmana. Because I was too attached, too addicted to wife, you know. And because of that, what happened? Akaruna atmana. I had no karuna in my heart, no compassion. I became devoid of all mercy. But this is material consciousness actually, where person just want to possess, become obsessed. Kekayi was loving Lord Ram so much. It said that the love between Kekayi and Ram was more than love between Kekayi, Kaushalya and Ram, actually, from both sides. But when the insecurity was created in her mind from her so-called, you know, counselor, or because she became a self-appointed counselor on her own, and she started creating insecurity. Kaan bharna bolte Hindi mein. Kaan bhar diye aake. And jab kaan bhar diye, then what happened? She got insecure. The KK started thinking, Mantra was telling, oh, you don't know, if Lord Ram become king, what will happen? Kaushalya will become Rajmata and she will make you Dasi. Will it ever happen? Would that have been happen? Never. It would never have happened. But when the insecurity is created, mind start imagining. That's how the mind follows. You should know the function of mind, mental tricks. You hear some negativity, and the negativity leads to some more negative imagination, then that negative imagination leads to more insecurity, and then leads to more negative imagination, and even that thing happen before that person dies. Many times people die just by seeing the snake. It has not even bitten them. And even if the snake has bitten them, they find that snake was poisonless. It has happened in many cases. Fear, mere fear of that snake just creates heart attack. So it is an extreme example which I am giving, like dying. But dying is not just physically leaving the body. Dying is also by living also. Person is living the life of a dead person only many times. Why? Because he is so much in fear. I mean, he is not able to live his own life. Most of the people are living only or fear. Out of this aha, nidra, bhama, atun, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, the fear is the most prominent in everything. Everywhere. Whole world is prevailing on fear. Whole world is working on fear, you tell me. You see any news. Now this, the biggest industry in the whole world, which is it? Defense, weapons. Biggest industry. And it runs on fear. And the biggest buyer of weapons is India. You know that? In the whole world. Now that much money, if you calculate, if we can use it for some other purposes, but we cannot. Because so much fear has been created. And this, who created this fear? The big bosses who are sitting, those are running that industry. Somehow they have full political control all over the world. They will give this person this weapon, then this person is forced to buy this weapon. They will create some kind of situation in such a way, equations. If you know the current situation, what is happening? The two world powers are coming together, then another two world powers are coming together, then this person is buying and that person is buying. The younger person keep buying and bigger person keep selling. And that's how their economies grow. And we have our dollar become 67 and 68 and rupee remain the same. Why rupee remain the same? Because for trade we have to buy all that. So this is all based on fear. And fear is based on so many other things. So the point is that in this material world, these things are going to be there. If somebody thinks that this is going to change, it's not going to change. That's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had told Srila Prabhupada when he had met first time. Whether it is previous time or now or future, maybe the situation may become little relatively better or worse, but fear will always be there. The strategies will change. Previously the strategies were, like front wars, now behind wars, it's like a terrorism and all that. So somebody understand this point that this material world is actually not the right place to continue for eternity, then actually spiritual life begins. That's where the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita comes into picture. So if you read Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord is telling that do not stay here in this material world. Why do not stay? Because you are a holy person, you are Bhadra. And you are attracted to auspicious things, especially a person who want to come out of this world, who want to become purified, for him this world is not the right place. He's saying you are attracted to the auspicious things. But right now we are into a spiritually incompatible situation in Kali Yuga. Especially in Kali Yuga. Things are, people are trying to live auspicious life, but nowadays what is considered to be auspicious, that is actually inauspicious many times. What is considered to be moral, it is actually immoral. What makes Kali Yuga especially dangerous is actually the sin is glamorized as fashionable as cool. This I heard in one of the Chaitanya Chandrabhu's lecture, this statement, very nicely phrased. Sin is glamorized as fashionable as cool. That what is sin, it has become fashion. And not only fashion, it is considered cool. If you know this lingo, cool. Those who know it. So the point is that we don't have to commit suicide. Doesn't mean that we want to live in this material world. Point is that cultivate knowledge by which we can rise our consciousness above than the people who are around us. Otherwise we will be affected by mantra, or we will be affected by some suruchi, like Uttan Path got affected. So when you raise our consciousness above the people around us, then actually our spiritual life begins. Otherwise, what happens? In today's time, decency has been pushed back and obscenity is a kind of expression. People just want to become as obscene as possible. And it's considered expression. It's considered as, fashion. It's considered as freedom. And what advertisement industries are doing? They're capitalizing on people's taste in abhadra. Abhidra means inauspicious things. Because people are developing more taste in abhadra, they're coming up with more and more obscene things. So we need to be in touch with auspiciousness. And who is most auspicious? Lord Krishna. A touch of Lord Krishna. What is the meaning of Lord? Touch of Lord Krishna? Like in Vrindavan. Because Krishna was present, the scorching heat became like a spring. Summer became a spring. And in material world, heat is always on. It's a nice rainy season, cool. How can you say it's on? It's always on. Samsara dava analarida loka. Tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. Samsara dava. This material world is compared to the burning forest fire. What is burning forest fire? Which has no reason. It just ignites on its own. In this material world, the problem comes on its own. From where they come, how they come, nobody knows. People keep getting bewildered, keep going to the astrologers. Arey kya hua? Batao jara. Dekho kuch. Kya chal raha hai? Shani hai, Rahu hai. Even whatever it is, can we do anything about it? Not much. Little bit here and there. So heat is always on. So does it mean when we come to Krishna consciousness, when we join our devotees of association of devotees in ISKCON, heat will be gone and all the situation will become wonderful? Krishna will make it like that? We don't have that experience. At least I am around for 2 decades. Why does Krishna not do that as he did in Vrindavan? Heat became, spring. He does sometime he doesn't do. But generally he doesn't change the laws of the material world. We are talking about pastime in Vrindavan, the pastimes are actually like they are enacting in a spiritual world. This Golok Vrindavan is also not different than Vrindavan. But even here, many times he didn't change the rule. Like when Abhimanyu had to die, he had to die. Pandavas had to struggle. There are both aspects in Lord's pastime, Deva aspect also and karma aspect also. Krishna, God expresses both. When he wants to exhibit that I am supreme, then he will exhibit like his Deva aspect, lifting over the hill. In just a small finger. Another time he will just leave everything on the person. You have to prove yourself. Because Krishna wants us to take the responsibility of our life. So that's why he will give us the strength that we don't get affected by the situations. And also he will help us to change our vision. The same thing can be seen from different perspectives. That's what the meaning of person who is spiritually elevated. Same problem can be seen as a problem, and same problem can also be seen as an opportunity to take more shelter of Lord. Same problem can be seen as an opportunity to go further in life. Like exams. Those who don't study, for them exam is like, kya hoga? What's going to happen? But those who study, they say, this is the time I'm waiting for. I will show now to the world that who am I. Or I'll prove myself, if not that arrogant language. this is the opportunity to go now further. In business also, it's not that the good businessman will cry like anything when market goes down. He'll make money in that time also. He'll prove himself in that time also. So these are the situations where the actual worth is known of the person when difficulties come. So vision changes. And person gets strength to fight those situations. And the main point is, amidst all these calamities and difficulties, devotional service goes on in ceaseless manner. This ceaselessness is a very important word. Ceaseless may be, have you seen honey, shahad? When you drop honey, and then when it falls into another vessel or bottle, that is called ceaseless. There is no obstacle, there is no blockage, there is no, just smoothly goes on. So things around us will not be smooth, but devotee's practices goes on smoothly. At least he tries his best. In this, all these episodes which are happening in all Sunday feasts in the last few weeks, demons are coming. Like last week, Kaliya was there, I believe. So if you see the Kaliya, the snake, a small snake comes, it will become so fearful. But Krishna is actually dancing on Kaliya. And if we love someone, and that person is actually the object of our love, and like topmost object of our love, and that person is now intercoiled in the coils of a snake, and that snake is so poisonous, he has thousands of hooks, and the whole lake has become poisonous, all the trees have burned to the ashes. And in that situation, that object of love, the topmost object of your love, is intercoiled, how will you feel? It's very disturbing. Why did Krishna do like that? Krishna chahte to jaake tera maar sakte the usko. It's difficult for him. He doesn't even have to go there. He can just shoot a Sudarshan Chakra, or he can just heart attack, something like that. But why did he do that? That's actually a very interesting reason, that Krishna actually, through these kind of pastimes, increases the love of his devotees. He churns the love in the heart of his devotees, and so much emotions were coming out, and they were fainting and again waking up. So what kind of love it is? We don't want it. But actually that's what Krishna does. That's why devotional service is little, you have to understand what the dynamics of devotional service. But that devotional service goes on ceaselessly means, externally they may be, it may appear that they are fainting, they are disturbed, but that actually their love is ceaseless, you know. Their attraction for Krishna is increasing now more and more. So in our life, that kind of situation may not come immediately, but it may come in some other form, some difficulty, like Pralambasura comes, or the Bakasura comes, like big demons come. In our life, some small obstacles may come. But what happens in all these situations, whether it's Kaliya, or Krishna entering into the mouth of Aghasur, or Bakasura is coming, or Pralambasura is coming, devotee's faith in Lord Krishna doesn't shatter. That is the point of which I am trying to say. That person consciousness is raised above the surrounded people. When Aghasur came, then actually Krishna entered with all his friends in the mouth of Aghasur. Aghasur was in the form of a snake, big snake, if you know that. And all the demigods were watching, because they were too scared of Aghasur. And they got scared, oh, Krishna entered into the mouth of Aghasur. But cowherd boys, all the friends of Krishna, had complete faith in Lord Krishna. That wherever he will take us, we will go. So now also they were playing nice games, and the Pralambasura came, and they didn't even know this time, because he came in the disguised forms. You know, Pralambasura, whom we are talking about, he actually came in the form of one of the cowherd boy. And after this, now after they will kill Pralambasura, again immediately after that, forest fire will ignite. They were just taking rest, and suddenly forest fire came everywhere. And then Krishna told everyone to close their eyes. That's not really funny, you know. Like you are caught up into some big building. Imagine yourself, like say staying in 20 floor or 30 floor building. It's all fire all around. And the fire brigade people come and they tell, all of you please close your eyes, we'll take care. How many of you will do that? It's a much worse situation than that here, actually. Much, much worse. Because building, say, at least though, one who is in second floor, he will try to jump out, you know, at least haddi tutegi. But in forest fire, you cannot run anywhere. And there we have been told, close your eyes. How much faith is needed? So we definitely are not on that level right now. So that's why Krishna personally doesn't come and ask us for that. But definitely some kind of situations will come where things will go against, completely against what we had planned, what we had thought, our health level, our relationships level, our financial level. It may or may not, it depends. And that time to have faith that whatever Krishna is doing, let me just be connected with him, because he is the ultimate authority, he is the ultimate boss. And whatever he will do, that's I am ready to accept. And that is the kind of devotional service Srimad Bhagavatam proposes. Ahatuki apratihatya yayatma suprasidati. That's where devotional service actually comes into picture. That bina kisi hetu ke, ahetu ki, apratihata, bina kisi rukawat ke. There is no obstruction in between, and there is no motive in between. What is the only motive? Only motive is to give pleasure to Krishna. Only motive to purify oneself by giving pleasure to Krishna. Because when we give pleasure to Krishna, when we connect with all pure, all auspicious personality, we automatically become all pure. So one should continue to do one service without being disturbed, at the same time taking proper support. We all need support. And what is that support? It's not that when the disturbance will come, difficulty will come, mind will remain the same, mind will go through different transformations, senses will be disturbed. Main thing is the purpose and goal is the same. And another main thing is taking the right shelter. Because we have a goal, and with that goal we need all kinds of help. And when the difficulties come, person get bogged up. Person gets, you know, some kind of, you know, he start changing his priorities. But if we have the right knowledge, right philosophical understanding, right kind of spiritual elevation, then what will happen? We'll keep the right shelter. And this is what Bhagavad Gita says, idam jnanam upashritya mam sadharmyam agataha sarge apinopajayante pralaye ne vithanti cha. Lord Krishna is saying to Arjun, idam jnanam upashritya, hey Arjun, become fixed in this knowledge, take shelter of this knowledge, mam sadharmyam agataha, if you do that, you will come to me. So taking shelter of the knowledge again and again, that sword is actually the taking the right shelter. And that keeps us on the right track. So here the philosophical section of the scriptures is the one thing which we have to take shelter. And that's why hearing about Krishna, hearing about his teachings, hearing about this material world, our relation with this world is utmost important. Because that keeps us on track. That keeps us on taking the right shelter. Otherwise we will think, you know, no, this is not working. Let me take shelter of this thing, that thing. And for ordinary people, when the tragedies comes, they leave shelter of God more and more. They start taking shelter of material things. So this is one thing which Vrajavasis, which the people in Vrindavan, they never do. They don't lose their shelter. They don't leave their original shelter. And as we make advancement in spiritual life, that's what happens. What is the proof that we are advancing? That our faith in the right shelter is becoming more and more and more. If somebody thinks that the proof of the advancement is that the tears start coming and the body starts shivering, that is also a proof. But that's the level of when the asakti and prem. We are not talking about that level. That's the completely different level. Because that level comes after anartha nivritti nishtha ruchi. And we are, most of us, at the level of anartha nivritti, means clearing stage. We are just clearing our impurities, anarthas, which we have gathered from billions of lifetimes. In this lifetime, even if we can remove some of them, that's a big thing. And for that, we need to have the right shelter. And the advancement is that, to remove this, all these anarthas, all these impurities, I have to just keep remaining connected with Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, or Narayan, or Vishnu. So devotees are so fearless. Every day they know some demons are coming. You know, I mean, just imagine, like few years back here, the attack on Taj, and they caught one terrorist just nearby in Chapati. And if you know the terrorists are roaming around, and we say, some devotees here, okay, we'll have picnic on Chapati. If last night only some terrorist attack has happened, and even police is not there, it will be scaring actually. It's something like that. Demons were not so ordinary demons. They're like biggest of the biggest terrorists. You can't even imagine what kind of terrorists they were, what kind of weapons they had. Their body themselves were such full of weapons. And devotees are completely fearless. Krishna is there now. Yesterday only you killed this Bakasur and you know, this person and that person. Today take a break. And even when they come home and they tell our elderly parents, they say, okay. Faith is one thing. And at our level to understand, at their level actually Yog Maya is covering all of them. But that's not the point we are talking about. Faith. This faith is the main thing. And when they are going there, they're just using some natural things from there to decorate themselves, some flowers, some leaves, some minerals. You know, God's creation is complete. And when we play around with it and try to play with it and try to create so many other unnatural things, it creates imbalance. Now, so much talk about eco-friendly things is going on. Now, first you create a problem, and then you try to find a solution for this problem. This is what the people of this material world keep doing. No? What do you think? Yeah, people were living nicely in villages. It's not the cities were not there. Cities were there in Krishna's time also. Cities were there, villages are there. But this transmigration was not so rampant, you know, that everybody is rushing to city. That creates imbalance. See, I'm not pro-village or pro-city. City is needed, village is needed, because that's how the structure is needed. Because some place you have trading, some place you have growing. But the main problem is this rushing. Everybody wants everything. That's not possible. That's only lead to frustration. Is it logical? Previously, people were content. Okay, we are in village, we have this life, and they were happy life. Nowadays, village also there is many issues because of imbalance in the ecology, rains don't come, and so much greed, their product is not sold. Then they want so many things which city people have, which they don't need actually. And the city people want village kind of atmosphere. So they want to go to the weekend to some resort. So all the land which is meant for cultivation, it is getting converted into resort. Think about it. So it's creating so much imbalance. So you create a problem and you try to find a solution for it. And the solution becomes much worse than you find another solution for it. Because we have lost the art of learning to live in harmony with nature. That is the main problem. And Vrindavan consciousness is that all these Vrajavasis, all these devotees, all the cowherd boys, all the Krishna is the boss, he is the richest of the rich. He is not spoiling Vrindavan forest. They are just using minimal, one leaf, one flower, some mineral, and then forest as it is. When we go to forest and we come out, it will be completely destroyed many times. So we need to take care. If we are worshipping Lord Krishna, we have to worship Mother Nature also. We can use the incense stick which are, natural, colors are natural, decoration of the deities, we can use all the natural things which we are trying in our temple as much as possible now. Even now Ganeshotsav is starting. We can worship Ganeshji because that's part of the Vedas, part of the scriptures, but make the deity out of mud. Because some people who cannot worship the deity throughout the year, these kind of prescriptions are given. Because our Vedas, our scripture are very broad-minded. They want to give chance to everyone. If somebody cannot worship throughout, they can worship for 11 days, 1.5 day, 5 day, whatever they have. And then don't make this, plaster of Paris, and then you break it and cut it. It looks so ugly. And it creates so much disturbance in the society. So natural things has to be used, worship them, and then because out of love and affection. So that's what Krishna is teaching in this pastime if you read Srimad Bhagavatam. And then again, they have so much sports and fun because Janmadasya Yatha, Lord is the source of everything. He's even source of all the sports. They were playing with the Amalaki fruits. Somebody is throwing and somebody is like an original of cricket or baseball. They had all this fun there. It's not they are just going and sitting and just having lecture there. Fun, because life is full of fun. But this fun should not be converted into again in the source of exploitation. Now sports also, if you see in today's time, it had been made so commercial. Sport is meant for your physical exercise, some friendly matches, some kind of loving exchanges. You should get engaged into it. But now people either are playing video games or they are watching somebody who is playing. But what they are doing? Sport means we should do some sports. Children should be sport. And when children will sport, their body will be, become very strong and they will learn so many things. It's a science actually. You can learn through games. That was the Vedic culture. In one of the lectures I was hearing, the devotee was talking about that when you learn something unconsciously, that is even much deeper than when you learn something consciously. Like games like when child start walking and child start having these toys which he puts in the mouth with the made of wood and all that, his gums become strong, he learn mother language and he learn to share with siblings and all that in the big family, in the big village atmosphere. And the guru ashram and person lives, he learns the art of begging. All these things need your life. Life is not black and white. Sometimes you need to share, sometimes you need to beg also. He said, no, I'm not going to be a beggar in the street. But sometimes you have to beg the job in the company. Sometimes you have to beg some favor in a company, in your society. Begging is a part of life. Begging is not literally in the sense of begging with the bowl. Begging means begging a favor. If person doesn't learn the art of humility, then how will he beg? How will he bow down to somebody? And today's time, people, even if they beg, there is so much exploitation in it, so much agenda in it. And then when child start growing, there is a game of catching, Then there are rules come into picture. If you go here, you will lose the catch. If you there, you will lose the catch. And then the much more focused game comes, playing Gilli Danda or Kancha, you know, focus has to be there. And then, after that you start playing, you know, Ludo, Snake Ladder. What comes there? What comes? Deva. Fortune comes there, picture, you know. In gambling also you learn something, that there is a hand also some higher power. So all these things child is learning, that some things are in my hand and some things are not in my hand. And becoming more and more focused and powerful. Now even in game, deva person cannot learn because it's all sold. Kya bolte usko? Bookies, you know. Like they play the IPL and all that, but many times you don't know whether the person is sold or the right match is happening. Actually, you cannot have faith whether deva is playing some role here, you know, because it's soul, it's all fixing. So fun, humor, it's all part of spiritual life, it's all part of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada even had told once, when somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this Achyutananda Swami Maharaj, you know, whenever he talks, people laugh. Prabhupada said, if somebody is making people laugh, he's really intelligent. And Krishna is the source of all humor. Prabhupada once on a flight, and then as soon as flight started, and this Swami started reading Gita loudly, and suddenly he heard a loud laughter, and he saw Prabhupada is laughing. He said, what happened? Then he saw Prabhupada was watching that movie which was going on the plane on Charlie Chaplin. Then he asked another devotee, yeah, we are not supposed to watch all this, what is this? And then Prabhupada said later on, he's representing Krishna, because humor. So Krishna is full of humor, and his spiritual world is full of humor, all fun, everything is there, but that doesn't come so easily. Because all these loving exchanges, to come to that level, person has to rise his consciousness to that level, you have to match with that. Right now, most of us are on the Annamaya platform, Annamaya Kosh. There is Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh, Manomaya Kosh, Vijnanamaya Kosh and Anandamaya Kosh. The pastimes which are talking actually are actually at the level of Anandamaya Kosh, where the loving exchanges between God and His devotees are happening, you know, in a very deep way, in a very loving way, in a very intimate way. And there the main element of all these exchanges is selflessness. Each one is thinking about others' pleasure. Now, from here, Anandamaya Kosh, what is Anandamaya Kosh, where we are most of us? Anandamaya Kosh is like just see a child, whatever comes to his mouth, in his hand, it goes to the mouth. So this is called Anandamaya Kosh. Whatever comes to me, it is for me. That is called Anandamaya Kosh. Bodily platform, just thinking only about your body. Child grow up, but the mentality is the same, mansikta is same. Whatever comes, it's for me. Dedo. And then Pranamaya Kosh. What is Pranamaya Kosh? Person start thinking more than the body. Okay, I have a life, I should have a better quality of life, and the people around me should have little better quality of life, family and this and that. And Manomaya Kosh, mind, you know, Vijnanamaya Kosh, intelligence. You know, person start living higher and higher platform. But if we are thinking, if somebody asks who am I, that will be decided that which kind of kosh we are in. And if we are talking about the spiritual world, developing love with God and coming to that level, first we have to understand the concept of God. Because many times people think concept of God is only for the people who are psychologically very weak. Please listen this point very carefully. You will find those kind of people. He said, kya bhagwan bhagwan laga rakha hai? Jo kamjor hai na, unki lathi hai bhagwan. Kamjor logo ki lathi kya hai? Bhagwan. Kuch nahi mila do, bhagwan bata. Are, we are not talking about that kind of concept here. You have to be strong to believe in God. We are talking that here. Why? Because when God comes into picture, here God's laws come into pictures, God's governance come into picture. That's how our talks begin in the ISKCON. We talks about do's and don'ts. We talks about what to be done, what not to be done. And because, and we don't take shelter of God only when we want something from Him. Because most of the people want God because God is for me. And we are talking here, I am for God. So where is the question that I am taking the God as my lathi, as my stick? Definitely He is my lathi. Definitely I am completely dependent on Him. But that's another aspect. We are talking about a God who puts all the responsibility on our head and can support us. That is the meaning of a mature leader. Even parents, when they take this kind of role with their children, I mean, children will grow like anything. But if they put all the control in our, they take all the control in their hand and they don't allow the children to grow, children will not grow. I mean, they will just keep on depending and one time they will reject them. But if they give them sufficient amount of freedom and sufficient amount of control, and then gradually it happens. So Krishna gives us sufficient amount of freedom and he wants us to use that freedom in an intelligent way. We all are hankering for love in this world. People want money, but even money is just the means for getting some love from someone. Person work hard for family. Give you a simple example. Why the person work hard for family? He wants some love. He wants to facilitate, he wants to encourage, he wants to support, and he wants to have loving exchanges with his wife, with his children, with his parents, with his society. People want to do things for the world. So many people believe in God, but they don't believe in God, in a God which is for not me, but I am for him. And what happens, there are two main theologies. One theology is actually most of the Abrahamic religions fall into it, that God is too far. God is too far. God is too far, and I am too far away from him. That there is too much separation between two. And that's why there is too much awe and reverence in the relation. There is no intimacy in that God. So that's why there is no question of love. There is only, most of the religions are based on fear. Am I right? If you don't do this, person will do that. God will do that. God will do that. And the another, which is like eastern side, most of the Indian people fall into this misconception, and even other people, this is the eastern theology, that where God and creation is one, I am God, you are God, everybody is God. So then again there is no question of love. No? Because in love there has to be something else. That's where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proposed this philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bhed Tattva. Pashya Me Yoga Aishwaram. Achintya. Achintya means inconceivable. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, see my Aishwarya, Arjun. See my opulences. You know, in Rasya Shastra talk about, if there has to be love, you should be able to appreciate something in the another person. Chamatkar, something magical has to be there in another person. Bringing down to at material level, at our level, chamatkar means complete surprise, like a boy fall in love with a girl, or girl falls in love with a boy. And they both think that this boy has something special, or this girl has something special, I was looking for it for years. And this amazement is actually the part of beginning of that love, that essential part of love. And when we start seeing that amazement in God, that's where actually love begins, Achintya Shakti of God. And also we understand that God is not too far, and God is also not the same which I am. Then actually relation can be developed, God is available, but he's something too special. You know, I have to fall in love with him because he has such achintya power. The fog comes and this fog actually, you know, shut down everything. No flights can move, no trains can move, and one small ray of sun comes and all the fog is gone. There is so many achintya shaktis, chamatkars, magical things which God is doing. And when person start observing and understanding those things, and that's how science should help us for that. Science is meant to help us to understand the magical things of God is doing. Ocean is coming up to Marine Drive, but it's not going ahead. It's not coming up to this point. If you want, it can come. So that's why Lord Krishna says, Yadyad Vibhuti Mat Satvam Srimat Urjitam Evava. That we have to learn to see. And person who has these kind of opulences, that person attracts. Any kind of big person. You know, I don't know, somebody was telling me all these big stars, superstar, film star, like I was talking about Amitabh Bachchan. Sometime, you know, he's just come at the out of his bungalow and just waves hand like this, and there are thousands of people waiting just to have a glimpse of him sometime. People just want to have a glimpse of that big person. Because something special he has. Krishna has gifted him. Some power to talk, express emotions, and I mean, these are the vibhutis, and how much power Krishna will have. So God has all the powers. Parasya Shaktir Vividheva Shriyate. Svabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriya Cha. And because he has all the powers, all the energies, he has all the right to enjoy. And we have all the duties to assist him. Because when we assist him in his enjoyment, that's where leads to sweetness, pleasure, happiness. And that's what love is, and that's what Vrindavan Vasis are doing in Vrindavan. They're just assisting in his pastimes. And they're just accompanying him. They are playing, they are singing, they are going with cows and calves, they are dancing, they are wearing garlands, they are jumping around, what all not. And in the midst of it, what happens? One cowherd boy, which had not come that day, who was resting at home. In that form, this demon called Prilambasur comes and start mixing in the midst of, amidst all these cowherd boys. And Krishna, you cannot cheat Krishna. Nobody can cheat Krishna. Krishna came to know about it. And the moment he came to know about it, he made a plan, let's have a game. And they divided the parties into two parties, Krishna's party, Balaram's party. And this Prilambasur went into Krishna's party. And the rule of the game was that one, the person who will be defeated, he has to carry the winners on their back and roam around sometime, somewhere, you know. It's a good game. First exercise and then again exercise, building body. So Prilambasur came, he actually mixed up and then they lost. Who lost? Krishna's party lost. And then now he had to lift Balaram. He thought, let me kill Balaram first. Because he didn't know Balaram is also equally powerful like Krishna. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam word is used Rohini Sutta, you know, Rohini, son of Rohini. He's addressed like that. So he thought, I'll finish Balaram like just easily. So he lifted Balaram on his shoulders, on his back, and started walking. Walking, and slowly started going fast and going some other direction. Then Balaramji realized, what is happening? You know, what is happening? Got doubtful. He already knew about it, but let's pass time point of view, say. And then he started increasing his weight. So when he started increasing his weight, Balaramji started increasing his weight, Prilambasur also started changing his form. He got scared. And just imagine you are going a car and suddenly it becomes a plane, you know, suddenly it becomes an elephant. You are going in a scooter and suddenly realize I am sitting on an elephant. I mean, it's kind of funny. And this demon had such big horns and black face and ugly looking face. So this is called betrayal of faith, actually. In this world, we put our faith in somebody and then he changes his color. This is the maximum damage can happen through this, actually, in life. That's why Prilambasur is compared to somebody who is very dear to us, very close to us, like a spy. The damage which a spy can do to a country or to an army, nobody can do. No other weapon can do. Because he can take out all the secrets and attack you at the weakest point. So that's what many times maybe our close relatives, our friends, our own social people, those who are connected to, we put all our faith, they look very nice to us and they only try to destroy our faith in Lord Krishna, betraying our faith. So Maya appears in the form in which we can trust, many times it happens. And especially we can trust people who are close to us. So we have to be very much careful, very much on guard that who is around us, you know. He's really my friend or he's not really my friend. And in Kali Yuga the problem is that the attack on faith is too much. Why? Because the people are becoming more and more self-centered. And the what happens self-centered? Consequences is the lack of faith in revealing one's heart to another person. And it leads to more loneliness. So faith is the very, very precious commodity in today's time. Kis mein faith lagaun? Because people are just trying to betray me. So Prilambasur actually also represent modern education system. Why? Because modern education system is again designed very intelligently, very genius way to attack on faith on God. The person goes through the modern education system, the children are like blind slate, like blank board, and whatever you write in their life, they start believing it. From childhood, the theories like Darwinism and Big Bang theory, and which have no proof, they have been presented as if like this is everything. Existence of God is attacked from the childhood only. Attack on religion is there from the childhood only. Attack on rituals is there on the childhood only. By the time child is teenager, he starts looking here and there if some saintly or religious person comes around him. He feels uncomfortable. Have you seen it? Like if some child is with some his friends and he has invited his friend in his home, and some saintly person is sitting around. He is looking at what is happening, you know, something wrong at home. He said, don't come, don't come. Because what will people will talk about me? So religion is considered as a kind of something, a shameful thing. Spirituality is considered a shameful thing. Talking about God is considered a shameful thing. From where it has come? The attack on our own fibers of Vedic culture from our education system. This is Pralambasura. That's why Prabhupada is spending so much time just to defeat the science. So many lectures, so many arguments with professors. Somebody will think, why Prabhupada is wasting his time? Just stop Krishna, you know, Krishna Leela ki charcha karo mahara. Swamiji, ye kya aap science kare ja rahe ho? Prabhupada would get furious. Prabhupada would say, I will kick on their face with my boot. All these atheistic scientists. What does it mean, kicking on their face by his boot? It doesn't mean literally kicking their face on by boot, because when they would come, Prabhupada would very cordially respect them, make them sit, but then he would, with his fist, break their teeth with his strong philosophical convictions, as Balram did. Balram, when he saw he's a demon, now he's taken the full form, he took his hand and with his fist he struck him, and Pallamasur was dead. So what does it mean, killing Pallambasura in this modern scenario, modern education system? The atheistic conceptions has to be challenged with our theistic conception with full philosophical convictions. And we have to kick them with that. We should write articles about it, we should talk about it, we should present it in as logical and scientific manner as we can. Because the demon of doubt is the greatest demon. And all this atheistic theory, what they do? They actually create the demon of doubt in the person's mind. God hai, nahi hai. Arre, baith ke baat karo na. If you have a doubt, sit on table and talk. As you have gone through the 12 years, up to 12, then graduation, then post-graduation, you have spent around 18 to 22 years just to get a piece of paper, to get some material education. Why not learn Bhagavad Gita for 1 year? And then sit and talk and say there is God there or not there. Physical demon can only kill our body. But these kind of demons will take us away from Krishna. You know, even if somebody has been killed, but he is remembering Krishna, he will go back home, back to Godhead. But if somebody's mind is affected by the demon of doubt, and he starts thinking there is no God, and there is no need to connect with God, he will keep on rotting in this material world. That's why Krishna has been requested by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita with the name called Madhusudan. He told Krishna, Madhusudan, as you killed the demon Madhu, Madhu was stealing. Madhu and Kaitav, they were the two demons who came to steal Vedas from the brain of Brahma, from the intelligence of Brahma. What kind of hacking it was, you know? You know, we are talking about hacking, but actually the hacking is the brain. Brain's hacking kar liya. And that time, and if intelligence has been stolen, the knowledge has been stolen, all confusion will be created. So Krishna had to personally come and kill Madhu and Kaitav. So Arjuna is saying, I have been also infected by this demon of doubt, and that's why I am not able to put faith in your teachings. I am not able to fight here. If you can kill this demon of doubt, then things are taken care. So anyway, the many more things are there in this presentation, in this, pastimes. But the main thing is like hiding your identity and then creating the environment of doubt, allowing the people lose their faith. What a kind of disservice it is. So people are doing it. We have to be careful. We don't do it. We try to represent Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, as transparent way as possible. And create an environment of faith where people can develop faith in God. People can develop faith in his teachings. And that's why reading Srila Prabhupada books is at most important. Reading too many other kind of atheistic books also can be compared to Pallambasura. Because they sow the doubts, seeds of doubts in our mind. So once we are very much rooted in Prabhupada books, philosophy, then we can add to it, may take things from here and there. But actually, one thing is too very important, we have to keep our identity as we are, you know. And not become a devotee, who is like from within is a demon. Rather, we should become a devotee, you know, who is maybe, you know, externally may not be like very much. Sometimes people go for externals, but externals don't matter, actually. Indra, many times he behaved in a demonic way. Prithu Maharaj was doing yajna, and he came to spoil him in the form of a sadhu, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam. So many times he came. He tortured Vrajvasis. You know, no devotee will do that. Marij, you know, he came in the form of deer. Ravan came in the form of a sadhu again. So those tendencies are there within us. So we have to pray to Lord Krishna. We have to pray to Srila Prabhupada that they give us a strength. We take shelter of Balram. Balram is the original Acharya Guru actually. That we can develop taste in holy name. Because Balram Basura also represent main root cause is actually the desire for name and fame and lust. Because that's what lead to having possessions, obsession for possessions. That's what lead to again hide your original identity. And that's what lead to exploiting others actually. So once we have this understanding that I am a part of Krishna and this material world is actually not a place for a person who want to live an auspicious life and raise his consciousness and come out of this heat of the material world and become as loving as possible, as really peaceful, ultimate peace and ultimate happiness. For that I need to connect with God. And to connect with God, I need to have the right kind of shelter, right kind of support system. And to continue to have faith in the right kind of support system, I need to connect with the right philosophical understanding, you know, and not allow myself to be cheated people like Plumbasur who may come in the form of my own friend or relative, you know. So thank you, time is up. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki. Stand up for Kirtan, or there will be Kirtan.